USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former President Trump arrived in New York late yesterday afternoon ahead of his court appearance in Manhattan today. Trump should arrive at the courthouse around 11 a.m. Eastern. At 1 p.m., roads will be closed around the courthouse. At 2:15, the arraignment will begin. It might only take about 15 to 30 minutes. Still cameras only will be allowed in the courtroom and only to be taking pictures before the proceedings. Former Vice President Mike Pence on CNN.
I think this is an outrage, but I also think at a time when the American people are struggling so much that this will only further serve to divide our country, the message that this sends to the wider world is a terrible message about the American justice system. And I would that this Manhattan DA would have thought better of it and put the interests of the nation first.
The grand jury indictment was supposed to be sealed but was leaked to the media and has Trump calling for the Manhattan district attorney to be indicted for the felony of allowing the leak to happen. Trump will make a statement later today as his lawyers say courts cannot silence a presidential candidate. As taxes are due in just under 2 weeks, your tax refund might be less than usual this year.
Latest IRS data shows the total amount refunded to taxpayers is $172 billion, which is more than $16 billion less than in 2022. That's an average refund of just under $3,000, which is $360 less per person since last year. Pandemic-era federal payment programs, including stimulus checks and child-related tax and credit programs expiring, are the main reason. I'm Skip Kelly.
Radar Online is reporting Fleetwood Mac singer Christine McVie's cause of death has been revealed just 4 months after her unexpected passing. The musician and songwriter died of a stroke. Her death certificate also revealed McVie was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer that had spread throughout her body. USA News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-730-2885. 800-730-2885. 800-730-2885.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Multinational corporations like Amazon are being accused of busting up organized labor.
A Labor Department filing shows Amazon's spending on labor consultants rose over $14 million last year, trying to quash unionizing efforts. That amount of spending soars above anti-union spending at other large companies. Starbucks follows in 2021 at just over $4 million. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The identities of two men that died in a small plane crash near the Oregon-Idaho border on Sunday have been identified. The Baker County Sheriff's Office says two deputies spotted an airplane just before 10 a.m. that appeared to be in distress and then crashed into the hillside in the Oxbow area. They were unable to locate any survivors. An investigation showed the plane was piloted by 46-year-old Terry Richards of Middleton, Idaho, and was flying to Lewiston after taking off from the Caldwell Executive Airport. Richards' 24-year-old passenger was Caleb Tennant, also from Middleton. The CDC is concerned that bacteria linked to tainted eye drops imported from India could be a big problem here.
The CDC is reporting the bacteria is highly drug resistant and spread person to person in a long-term care center in Connecticut. The FDA issued a recall earlier this year of EzraCare artificial tears. After three people died, eight were blinded, and dozens developed serious infections. Imports of EzraCare eye drops have been halted. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.